You show money, I don't. I'm up. What's up? What's up?
Okay. Yeah, speaking on that family thing, though, Sinzu, you know that part where you basically talked about his, somehow you made a reference to his own family, to him leaving his family.
Right.
Some people might see that. Actually, some people do see that as a personal jab as well.
That is a personal jab.
You kind of started it first.
That is a personal jab. That is a personal jab. He started that when he called me a bitch. Because I'm not that. And honestly, everything about I said about him leaving his kids is true. Ask him, does he have three kids? Ask him, did he leave old girl? Ask him, can he come back here? I mean, it's all facts, bro. Everything he said about my baby mama and my daughter is a lie, homie. I'm doing my job to make sure my daughter grows up to be a responsible lady and do the things she needs to be doing. She's not going to be no hoe. So that's just talk. You feel me? But then that's coming from a dude who has a daughter, too. I mean, you know, where's the moral lesson here? I'm not over here trying to be morally inclined or nothing, but this is a dude who has a daughter, too, talking about my daughter's going to be a hoe. Well, she's not. You know what I'm saying? So that's done.
Amen.
Amen to that.
Amen.
And, you know, my baby mama's not a whore. You know what I'm saying? So that's a lie. The car is mine. You know what I'm saying? What else did he say? Dude, this dude is talking about my dick. Pause. Like, this dude is talking about my dick. Pause. Yeah, that's all I got to say about that part. How much deeper does he need to dig, though? Well, how much deeper does he need to dig? This nigga's talking about my dick, though.
You
want to know, though? Like, he want to know? He want to put it in his mouth? Pause.
You want to know my shoe size?
Ho-ass nigga. That's a bitch, if you ask me. They probably shop at Bath and Body Works. He's talking about my dick. Ovie, we're having a diss record. We're displaying bars and skills. And somebody's talking about my child, my baby mother, my dick, and talking about my car, and talking about Point on Kill. Come on, man. Like, it's obvious who's real here and who needs attention. You know what I'm saying? The truth about it is, I'm not in Nigeria right now to make proper use of this attention and this buzz right now. So he's probably got the upper hand, but he ain't got no money for good PR, so that's all bad anyway.
I see where you're coming from.
Exactly.
So at least we solved the part that technically what happened was he went a bit further than you did, but you sort of went personal. However, he went below the belt in terms of he talks about your kid, and obviously he shouldn't have done that.
I mean, honestly, if we want to be morally inclined right here, yeah, he shouldn't have done that. But this is hip hop. I feel like, you know, if he did that, then he should know what to expect from me. Everybody know I love my daughter. So when you talk about Najee, you know, you already know what to expect. Sizzling. That's all I'm gonna say about that. But this old shit is over, man. You know what I'm saying? This old diss shit is over. You know what I'm saying? So Gotti gonna see Sizzling when he sees Sizzling.
Oh, yeah, but more importantly, though, this is one thing a lot of people are telling me, you know, because, you know, suddenly hip-hop is alive, you know, rap is alive right now in Nigeria, since the list came out, there's, you know, as far as the beef goes, everyone is saying, hope these guys are not going to fight, though, you know, hope we're not going to see for road, you know, Buzz Bottle and stuff like that. So, Sinzu, are you going to say, right now, if you meet Gotti, let's say you just see him somewhere, are you saying there will be no altercation, or are you going to...
I'm definitely letting you know, when I see him, we got problems, period. So there's no more dis.